Here we're holding Daf Yudam and Aleph. Just answering the last Shiloh. Again, the Rabbi was the one that said that Moed Rav Shimon, Rav Shimon himself agrees that Liachra Reifa, that the Petach Hamor is also Banor. So how do we know this from? So he brought a Reifa, the last Reifa had said that all looks like Kerem Shonis, called Egba Ruf, it says Spur Mitzah, says the Petach Hamor, or Blas Gola Kulam Matam to Mesechlim, Tanakabu to Mesechlim, even though the Rasa Banor. Rav Shimon Rav Minor, Kulam Matam to Mesechlim, since the Rasa Banor, but it says Moed Rav Shimon, Bosa Bacholosh Matam to Mesechlim, however, it's a slash Shasa Kosher. Only Bosa Bacholosh is Makabu to Mesechlim, was once before became Moshe was Mutatit. And Rav Rabbasim Rav Yochanan in my time did what Rav Shimon Svaru to see what the pasuk says. Mikolochol Hashem Yochol. So we dash an oichol shat Yochol lechil lacherim kor yoichol. But shiat Yochol lechil lacherim and a kor yoichol. Food that you cannot even feed to a guy is not called food at all. So when food is also banor, it's not called an oichol. Therefore, these things cannot be mekabel tumas oichlin. Only basa becholov could be mekabel tumas oichlin. He is not a few them laugh. The Moshe is on top. If so, Bosa B'cholov, if Rav Shimon swears that something that's Mutta Barno is called an Eichel, only things that are Rosa Barno is not called an Eichel, if so, Bosa B'cholov, Ma'ira de Hoysel Shasa Kosher, why does Rav Shimon have to say this Svara? Why has it Tumas Eichlin? It's because before you cooked them together, each one was Mutta by itself. Typically, let's take it from the Eichel Shat Yochel Achil Lacherimu. According to Rav Shimon, even though you cooked up Bosa B'cholov, it's still Mutta Banor. The Tanya would learn like this. Rabbi Shimon ben Yehuda Omer, he says, Mishum Rabbi Shimon, the name of Rabbi Shimon, that his svar is that the Bosa B'cholov, Bosa B'achila, or Mutta Banor. Even after you cook Mamish Midiraisa, the Bosa B'cholov together, still it's Mutta Banor Midiraisa. Shinem, because the Pasuk says, Ki Yam Kodesh Atul Hashem Lekecho. That's this Pasuk by Bosa B'cholov. By treifa, by behemoth that's a treifa. So ma'alahalun nasa b'chil behemoth that's a treifa, it's also teat. But a muta b'hano is afkan here also, bosa b'cholov. Is also b'chil, you're not allowed to eat it. But a muta b'hano, it's muta b'hano. So what does Reb Shimon have to say? The reason why bosa b'cholov has tumas oichlin. Because it once had a shasa kosher. Typically, stam, it's muta b'hano. It's more so true. I tell you, chodo v'yoid koma. One and a second reason. Chodo. One reason is that the yoichol shat yoichol lahachilu lacherim hu. One reason is because true, it's muta banor according to Rabbi Shimon. Therefore, it's called an oichol, even though a Jew can't eat it. But since he can give it to a guy, it's called an oichol. V'yoid. Secondly, another svar is v'yoid l'didei nami helayhos l'shasa kosher. I tell you. Even to the other shittas, even the shittas hold that Bosa B'cholov is also banor, still there's a svara to say that since it had a shasa kosher, that's why it should be mekabel tumas oichlin. Rashi says, the day nami means like this, the day nami means a tzorach yisrael atzmai. The Bosa B'cholov has a mal even for the sake of a Jew. Hoysel a shasa kosher, once had a time that you're able to eat it. I was sure Hanisko Begla Rufolo Hoysolo Shasa Kosh never a Shasa Kosher. I feel a Kodom Machain. To Bema Vachaya, the Cheskis Tisra Medis. So kids, that's Pran Reb Shimon. But I call upon him, the question is, Vim Isa, if you tell me now the current Reb Shimon, that he says a regular Petach Hamor, it's not also Banor. If you want to tell me that he also holds Liach HaRei for Shorim, that even if in the case where you're not poided, you don't give a set to the Kohen, so then as we come, we chop off the head of the Petach Hamor. Still, it's Mutta Banor. If that would be the svar according to Reb Shimon, if so, in Misa Lacha, Reb Shav Reb Shimon, listen, should have learned this b'risa then, that Umoid the Reb Shimon Petach Hamor, Ubrasa B'cholov, Shimatam of Tumas Eichlin. It should have been that Reb Shimon said he agrees that both Petach Hamor and Ubrasa B'cholov has Tumas Eichlin. Because you want to tell me that Petach Hamor is Mutta Banor. So it should be called an oichol that you give to a goy to eat, so it should have tumas oichlin. So since Rabbi Shimon does not agree by Petach Hamor, only by Bosa B'cholov, it would be mashma that Petach Hamor is also b'hano. And where is the case? And it must be Liachra Reifa. This is the raya to Rabbo, that according to Rabbi Shimon, he would agree that Liachra Reifa of the Petach Hamor, and it's like, then it becomes also b'hano. So Mara says, no, I'll tell you like this. I d'choshev olei hochinami. If Yitacha had in mind to eat this Petach Hamor to give it to a guy, Rashi says,
You understand this? But if you would have had in mind to give it to a guy, hochinami, true, Reb Shimon would have agreed then that maybe it has tumas eichlin. It was maybe no, maybe according to Reb Shimon, fetachamor is always muta b'no even l'rachra reifa. And if you would have had in mind to give it to a guy, it would be have tumas eichlin. But hochav amayachkin, you know what the Bryce is talking about, to lechoshav alei, you do not have in mind to eat it. Rashi says, lechoshav alei liyachila, or mishim hochila tonilei, tistom alav lachila koi, minastam, it's not meant to eat the fetachamor. So that's why it's not makabel tumas eichlin. Then Achnami may be quoted from Shimon, since it's taka muta b'hano, if you would have in mind to eat it to a guy, it could be a muta. So I'll start like this. I'm asking what lechoshulim is so b'taim amay matami rabbonin, so that's a kasha. So what did rabbonin say makabel tumas eichlin? If you didn't have a mind to eat it, the chur shouldn't be called an eichel. Sakud Rabbanan said has tumas eichlin then. Even they hold Yisuri Hano has tumas eichlin, but it has to be that you have a mind to eat it. So Mar says, Amur Rabbanan kaimed Rav Sheshis. The Rabbanan said over the answer to this in front of Rav Sheshis, that hoyel vi Yisuri chishuvai. Since the Yisur is makshivit, Adarab Rashi says, vi Yisuri chishuvai, Yisur di Yosalei Rachmona li Yisrael. That the Torah said, in Allah eat this, it's also banom, mishavlei eichel. That itself makes into an eichel. The chiv and the yosleh, since the Torah had to come and say it's also to you, mechlal the royal achilah levikachavimu. Mashma really is fit for a guy to eat it. And the fact that the Torah had to say it's also for you, that goof is the proof that really is called an eichel. So Rabbanan hold, you don't have to be able to feed it to a guy, but as long as lemaisa guy himself would eat it, it's called an eichel. And therefore it's makabel tumas eichlin. Yeah. So I ask the question, is that true? Ule Rabbon, according to Rabbonin, miyomad, we really say this svar of hoyo v'yisuri chishubay, is this really true? That we say this svar of hoyo v'yisuri chishubay? I, the Yotzanam, learn like this. Shloi shosa dvorim omru b'neveles oiftor. You have a bird that died by itself, a toradika bird. So there are 13 different special lochas that were said about its nevela, about the dead body of this oif. So it says, v'zu achazman, this is one of them. That tzricha machshava v'eino tzricha echsha. That you have to have machshava, you have to have a mind to eat it. Otherwise, it's not makabel tuma. But you don't have to have a hechsha, you don't have to have water come upon it first. That's one of the lochis. But mashma, you have to have a machshava to eat it, or to give it to a guy to eat at least. Now the question is why? V'isuri chishuvra, if you tell me, now since the Torah says it's also to eat, that in itself proves that it is called an eichel, that guy eat it. So the Torah has to tell a Jew, you're not allowed to eat it. If that's a sport to make it into an eichel, if so, lomali machshava. So what does it say here? One of the 13 halachas about a nevela seif tor, that in order for it to become a tumas eichlin, you have to have a machshava. You have to think you want to give it to a guy to eat. Why? So Marin says, I'll tell you, Nechlami, this Mishnah goes to Mani Reb Shimoni. Maybe this Mishnah goes according to Reb Shimoni. Shimon holds, just like you said, the Petach Hamor. It's not Mekabu Tumas Eichlin, because you don't have Machshava Tidit, even though it's also, according to Reb Shimon, you have this Svar V'Yisurei. It's only because you have in mind to give it. So therefore it's good, the Nevel Saif Torah would only be Tomei if you have in mind to give it to a guy. So if it comes out good, your Mani Reb Shimoni goes according to Reb Shimon. According to Rabban and Echlami, you don't have to have Machshav. Toshima, come in here. It says, Nevelas Behemot Tmeyom. You have Nevelas Behemot Tmey that died. So, Bechol Mokum. Any place it is, it's Mekabel Tum, it has Tumas Eichlin on it. Bechol Mokum. And whether it's in a big city, Rashi says, Nevelas Behemot Tmey Bechol Mokum. She, Stoma, or Lav Lachila Kaimla. Fakir, Dimisa, it's Mies. V'yoyd sheyesh lo shnei d'chuyim achas lo nishkato v'yachas t'mehi v'chein nevela seif tor. It says both the same halacha. There is nevela behemus t'meya b'chol makom, that what it's not makabel tumah, it doesn't have a shem eichel on it. And on nevela seif tor v'ha chelev and fat b'kforim in the small cities. Rashi says v'chelev shumin shal nevela tora, the fat of a nevela tora b'kforim daniyim him, they're the very poor. When regilum lechel eifras, they don't eat the birds. Veshum, they don't eat the fat. So therefore, tzrichin machshav olachin lechavim. This place is only makabel tumah if you have in mind to give it to a guy. V'yim lab, if you don't have in mind, ein metamin tumas eichlin. It's not makabel tumas eichlin. Rashi says, "Adim toim in the veils beimer tameya tumas eichlin lomeli hametam adam kelim is tum anyway. It itself is in the veil. It has tumah. What do you have to come on to tumas eichlin?" So twist him and be much priest says the Yika Pakus Mikazayas Metama Vinalet Tumas Nevelim. That's Pakus Mikazayas. The question is, this Mitzkarif was another date set to Makabu Tumas Eichlin. Yes, that's what it says again. The Behemoth Tameya Bechol Mokum needs Machshava. Or Nevela Soif Tor Vachelev only big forum. There are poor people needs Machshuicha Machshava. But Vienim Tzrichin Hechsher. Once you have Machshava, and then you don't have to have Hechsher. Yeah, Rashi says, Hoyle Metama Tumachamura. Because since a novella has a tumah chamura to it, when you have a kezayis of a novella, its matam has a loch of an alpha tumah, so therefore even though now you have less than the kezayis, but hechshur does not need, but machshava does. Now, the amrigan, if you're going to tell me now the slow according to Rabbanan is, that isur chishuv, anytime the Torah says it's also tidit. When the Torah gives you an isur tidit, that in itself proves that's called an oichol. It's machshavat yivsom, lomuli machshava. So why does it say again, you have to have machshava to mekabel tumas eichlin? By itself it should be called an oichol. So again, the Gemara says, could be hermani Rabbi Shimon and Echlam. This bryce again goes according to Rabbi Shimon. But could be according to Rabbanan and Echlam. The Rabbanan svar is, hoyo v'yisurei chishuvai. Toshima, come in here. It says also, nevelas behema tohiro v'chol makom. The nevela v'behema tohiro. Well, understand, this is mekabel tumas v'chol makom. She says, the veil behema tohiro v'chol makom, stoma l'achilas yodikachovim. It is not mias. And veil begab Yisrael, ein veil dichu echor. Therefore, it does not need machshav l'kabel tumas eichlin. Yeah. So it says, nevelas behema tohiro v'chol makom, wherever it is, it's mekabel tumas eichlin. On the veilas oif hator, the hachelav bishvokim, in the shvokim, the big marketplaces, there everybody uses it and eats it. So einim tzricha machshava, you don't have to have machshava, because minastam it's only for people to eat it. And v'lo hechsher, you don't have to have hechsher lekabotuma. But mashmo hatimeya v'lo machshava. If it would have been on the veilas oif tomei, then it would have to have machshava. So on the veilas beimetimeya, would have to have machshava. So look where you see, even though it's also needs machshava. So what would you answer? To chita, maybe you want to answer, and I'll tell you again, Hamani Rabbi Shimon, is goes according to Rabbi Shimon again. So Mara says, no. Hamani the Sefer, Rabbi Shimon, since the Sefer is Rabbi Shimon, have a ratio, love Rabbi Shimon, the Chur Rabbi Shimon, the ratio is not Rabbi Shimon. The Tony Sefer says in the Sefer, Rabbi Shimon says, Af ha-gomol v'ha-nevis v'ha-shofen v'ha-chazir, enim tzrichin lo-y-mach-shov v'lo-y-hech-shov. Says in the same way, Shimon says, "Are the gomel and the nevers v'ashofen v'yachazir, and they don't need loy machshav lehechsher." And the yomer Shimon says, "My tam, why don't they need hechsher or machshava? Hoyo v'yeshlam simoni tyra, because these animals have at least one simon tyra. They don't have two, but they have one. Since they have one simon tyra, that's enough to make it. That's called an eichel." To sound, Rashi says, "Afa gomel." Let's see. Oh, this is Simon Tyra. Yeah. Rashi says, Afa Gomel, Dinik Behemet Tyra, Hoyle Vieshpa Echot Misimoni Tyra. Now, me the Meister, Shimba Sefer Machal, the Rashi Rabban Mashman, that's only if Shimon is getting on in the Rashi, in the Sefer. If Shimon is the one that says, Afa Gomel, these things also. Mashman, the Rashi, though, is not for Shimon. It's so Shmamina, less Louis Surah Cheshuvrai. So you see, even the Rabban hold, that stand the fact something is also does not make it into an eichel. But rather, we have to have machshava. So you must be, this braisa does not go only according to Rabbi Shimon, but the ratio of the braisa is the Rabbanan Shita. So you see clearly, even though something is also, still needs hechsher. Yeah. So most is true. So we go back to the kasha. If even if the Rabbanan hold, Isur is not chishuvai, so we go back to the kasha then, why do Rabbanan hold these first things matamat tumas eichlin at the petach hamor? Why is it makabel tumas eichlin? It loy chishuv aleh. That's why Rabbi Shimon says it's not makabel tumas because loy chishuv. So why does Rabbanan argue? So what's the new answer now? El rather amar rava. Rava says like this: the kula yalma loyam rini suru chishuv. It could be both. Rabbi Shimon and the Rabbanan both agree that just the fact something is awesome, that does not make it into an eichel. It could be you still have to have machshava. But it's like this. Vidi offer mierif hokinami. If the price before is talking about where the person did not want to make the pet, did not want to be played to the petach hamor, and we had to come along and knock off the head
of the Petach Hamor, and the Chanami, even the Rabbonim would agree then that it's not Matzumas Eichlin. Since you were not Machshiv to eat it, or to give it to a great teeth, then the Chanami, everybody, even the Rabbonim would agree it's not Makabot Tumah. If so, though, but Hocher, Maya Skinner, we're talking about over here, like, what do Rabbonim agree that it is Makabot Tumah?